Anthony Welch, WELSH, Anthony, 212-86. Miss Welch, Mr. Welch is a 37-year-old gentleman, comes in today for a follow-up of his blood pressure. Period. He was seen on or about 11:15 when he was noted to have a very high blood pressure, 168/96. He was placed back on his lisinopril. He says when he takes his medication, his blood pressure comes down to 130/80. But when he forgets, like for the past couple of days, his blood pressure goes back up. It's 165/97. Period. He has no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting. He met him since Medici. He does have some leg pain and has had a history of fatty liver. Also, he takes on testosterone and and I'm concerned that his testosterone may be causing polycythemia and subsequent increased blood pressure. He hasn't had any blood work till today. He's going to get his blood work done today as well. Then his family history is positive for hypertension. Work-wise, he's a crane operator. He's married. Has a 21-year-old and a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. Smoking very little, drinking not much. Surgery none, medical problems, hypertension, medication, lisinopril, 20 milligram once a day. Allergy none, or allergy, COVID immunization none. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He gets his testosterone from a different place online, not from this office. He also takes Suboxone, where he gets his Suboxone as well. He weighed 252, 99%, 98, 18, 68, 1, 68/97. Heart positive, swim positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, mucosal tendon, logical non-focal. Number one, hypertension, must take medication on a regular basis. Number two, check blood work. Number three, rule out polycythemia. Number four, check testosterone level. Number five, patient is on Suboxone and has been doing his PDMP and his urine tox screen through a different clinic. Number six, check free T3, free T4. Next number, a carotid ultrasound within normal limits in face of vertigo, most likely related to his uncontrolled high blood pressure. Next number is leg pain and arm pain multifactorial. Next number is his previous EKG within normal limits. Next number is he was told to take his medications as prescribed. Next number, findings were discussed with patients at length before leaving. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next one is mild RVH noted. Next one is carotid ultrasound. Shows slight obstruction. Next number, findings again discussed with patient before leaving. Thank you.